children. If the children would like to go out, you have an exciting program upstairs. God be with you and God bless you. That's right. Thank you. Hallelujah. No, thank you. I'm just going to pray for Alan. Lord, we thank you for Alan. We thank you for this message that you have given him. Father, we thank you that your anointing is on him today, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you'll give that he will have the courage and the boldness to share what you have to say to us. And we pray, Lord, that hearts will be open and minds open to receive and understand what you have for us today, Lord. May this message go forth, may it not return to you void, but may it accomplish that which you have purposed it to do. And may it be received by fertile soil, going down and producing a good harvest. So we thank you, Lord, for this message. We give you thanks and praise for what you're doing. Have your way in us. Speak to us this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.
Thank you, Dad. Good morning, church. Thank you, Lord. Before we go on to the message, I just want to say some thank yous. And thank yous for what the church has done for the hampers and also the presents for things. Thank you, church. I know our church is a generous church all the time, and I appreciate that they've been, because the individuals are going to get the toys and the presents like anyone else sort of thing. So I thank you, church. I thank you, Father, that you're with us, Lord, in this thing. And the thing, I also wanted to just highlight a couple of organisations. One was Wainui Joinery, who put in some money to that. The other thing was AR Lawyers, who put in money to that. And also CAP, head office, for the first time ages, put in money as well, so we could buy the different presents or buy the hamper and stuff. The hampers are going to go out Monday, Tuesday, and probably the presents are going to be out next week. Yeah. So that's my spiel on that. First, no, the other, no, it's not. The other thing is, I really like to thank Anne, basically, because she set this up and got it going this year. And without that, Anne, I know I'm under pressure anyway with my jobs, it wouldn't have been possible. So, Anne, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Now the message. Dina.
I'm going to read from the Message, and we are going to find that what I'm reading in Ephesians, and I'm giving you a few minutes to find it, because I know that some people would like that, and it's going to be Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. So if anyone is still looking, put your hand up, and otherwise I'm going to start reading. Yeah, we're good? Okay. It's been so awesome this morning, isn't it? God is just so good. And then to read what is headed in my Bible, to God be the glory. How blessed is God. And what a blessing he is. He is the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down the earth foundations, he had us in mind. That settled us as a focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, Long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of penalties and punishments, choked up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. He talked of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven and everything on planet Earth. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ, he got our hopes up. He had his eyes on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It is in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what is coming, a reminder that we get everything God had planned for us, a praising and glorious life. And that's the word of God for you today. How exciting. Be blessed as you remember it and take it in. Ellen.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for reading that.
So exciting.
God has a good love, a great love for us. So we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus that shed for us on the cross. God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Be confident, knowing that God raised you out of the death into life. God gave his only Son so we can be set free from sin and bondage, so we have freedom. I've been Christian for about 30 years. And God didn't say at the start of my walk with him that I had to get rid of all my sin in the first year. He gave me grace. He needed to. For he knows that if he showed me all my sinful areas in my life at that time, I wouldn't be able to handle it. God is still hitting on areas in my life that need to be dealt with. There have been times in those 30 years that my walk with God seemed to come to a standstill, where I seemed to be making no headway, and it seemed to be so far away from God and the calling of my life. But I know that God is there for me, as he has promised that he won't leave me or forsake me. What that means, I need to bring the issue before the cross and surrender it before Jesus and ask for forgiveness. And Dave was saying about that today in the communion. I was fortunate as a new Christian, I was fortunate to be in a home group for new believers run by Sue Lone. They were late nights and exciting times with the Holy Spirit. moving in our meetings. I look forward to going every Thursday night to learn and see what God was going to do in our meetings. But you got to remember, before my meeting on before becoming a Christian, I'd be at the rugby club or the cricket club on a Thursday night. The Holy Spirit knocked some of those rough edges off me. And it was the first time I was touched by the fire of God. As a new believer, I had no idea what was happening. But I trusted God enough to stay on the floor so he could do his work in me. Later, Sue told me that God was burning out things in my life that weren't from God. At that time, I didn't know what God was taking out. But over the following couple of months, I started to realize what God had done. The exciting thing for me, that it wasn't man-made, but God, through the Holy Spirit, burning out things in my life that weren't of him. But we also have to play our part to allow this to happen. So that was a big change in my life at that time. I was only 30 years back, so I'd be 38. So it was a big change in my life, where I come from one area of society and came in to be a Christian. So God also created us to do good works, and he prepared in advance what he had planned for us. Trust and believe in Jesus. When you believe in him, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. But we can't earn God's forgiveness or become holy through our works. It is by grace, the grace of God, through faith in Jesus, that we are made righteousness. Amen. Understand that this is a mark of God's ownership of you, which brings you under his protection and covering. The Spirit is the down payment of full inheritance to come. Today, God is seeking you, seeking everyone in this congregation to go the extra mile with him. And I know a lot of us have been walking with God a long time. But you know what? There is more. Amen. God has got more for everyone. And look at what he's calling us to do. How many in the congregation believe that God has a call on their lives? And if so, do we move in the calling from God? I ask that as a question. If the answer is yes, then we must surrender to him and listen to what he's telling us and be obedient and act on what he has commissioned us to do. Because I see so many times that people, I've been like it before, that I'm stuck in where I'm at in my walk with God. And for some reason or another, I'm not moving forward. But so then God... then I have to see why am I stopping that process, and that is what means by going before God. How many of us struggle in knowing if we're hearing for God or not, and if he says go, do we hear it? Do we miss opportunities that God puts in front of us? We may miss those opportunities. But the God I know is a God of grace. And if we miss those opportunities, he will give us future chances to go and complete assignments, although it might be happen at a later date as a fellow Christian, and maybe picked it up in the assignment. So God gives us opportunities. He gives us opportunities every day. It's whether we want to pick them up. He wants us to pick him up. Yeah. He wants to be us to go forward with him. But it's about us to jump on the bandwagon, basically. And so there's been times in my life where I've said, you think of a prayer meeting sometimes where the prayer meeting and someone brings a word, a discernment, and you think to yourself, oh, I had that word 5 minutes ago, you know. So we hadn't delivered that word to what God had for us. And that happens in all things. Sometimes, certainly in my life, I've had times where I had a situation where a person's son died, and it took me 2 weeks to ring him up and say, hey, sorry, I'm sorry to hear about your son. And because I was thinking all the things, oh, yeah, he's going to be too busy and doing things like that, and it's probably, I chickened out, basically, a thing. But when that happened, that guy is now a friend, because we were doing, because he liked to walk, and I liked to walk, and we did the fire breaks, and so we used to do the fire breaks together, and he showed me all the fire breaks around Wainuiomata. Yeah. So there are times where that happens. And there will be examples that each one of us has to know, to see where God's grace comes into situations, because we haven't stepped up. But God is a good God, man. Yes. Eh? Yes. God is a good God. Yes. He knows you inside out. Yes. He knows where you are, and he knows where you are with him. Yes. And God wants to do more, man. And that's why I get the passion of mine is to see people who have got callings to move into them, to move into what God has called them to do. And it's a bit like, because I'm a career advisor, so it's a bit like in the world scene, it's that, hey, I'm looking to look for jobs for people and things like that, or where they want to go and the thing. And it's the same with us. And here, we need to know where God wants us to take us. We need to let him take us to different places. But it becomes, it's difficult sometimes because we don't realize. But one of the areas, I speak in that area because I know it firsthand, is fear. Yeah. When I came a Christian 36 years ago, I was a people pleaser. I'm still sometimes I do that. Yeah, but I was a people pleaser, basically. I wanted to do what the people wanted me to do and stuff like that. So fear is opposite of faith. Fear stifles your calling where faith propels it. God doesn't give us fear if it's what Satan throws at us to stop us moving forward with God. God has the answers, and for me, God gave me the Word of God, especially the following scripture. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and self-control. When I started as a Christian, I had to get up every morning and go in front of my mirror to just do that scripture. Because if I didn't do it, the rest of my day was up over here, because I was fearful of so many different things. But you know what? God came through. He came through. Surprise, surprise. But God came through because he knew that was my Achilles heel. And so he then allowed, as I used the scriptures, and you could say it was ritual. But what he did, he gave me an opportunity to move out from where I was and into where he wanted us to be. But another area where it helped me in my walk with Christ is in the armour of God. In Ephesians 6:10-17, we are to put on the full armour of God to stand against the forces of hell. This is to be prepared for battle. Prayer is a battle itself, with God's word being our chief weapon employed against Satan during our struggle. But in verse 18 and 19, we're asked to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. God is calling us into battle. We need to put our trust in Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, and stand in faith. We need to be open to what God has for us, as there are new beginnings waiting to be received. We look for a new tomorrow that we can come together as Christians, as one body in serving God. There is the armour of God, again, it could be being what I call a ritual, is because I read it every morning, basically, before I wake up. What it does is protecting me, protecting my family, because I bring my family into it, protecting our church and things like that. Yeah. God wants us to protect ourselves, but he also wants to protect the people around us and who they are. But he is calling us. He is calling us into battle. But he is also calling into our gifts and our talents. But we can't do anything unless we've got this Holy Spirit within us. So he's calling us with the Holy Spirit on our side. Yeah. When I was a Christian at the start, I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. I didn't know anything about that sort of stuff. But God is so good, because he took me through a process of 30-odd years to get to where I want now. And whether that's good or bad, well, we still move on. As I said before, God is still calling. You know, I'm 68 years old. I'm waiting for the next where you wanted for me to go, God. And it's the same with every one of us here. Because he has put a calling on your life. Now, whether it's a calling of prophecy, whether it's a calling of discernment, or whether it's a calling of prophecy, what's it called? There's seven of them, or nine of them, sorry. Anyway, he's calling us. But he is calling us to think. And you know what? The church needs us. The church needs us. They need our calling. They need the calling that God has put on your life to run this church. And that's right, Mark. Wainui Mission. As a community, the community needs to hear from us as people of God. So sometimes it's difficult, but sometimes I look at it and I think, whoa, God, you're calling me to do something. And sometimes the calling is hard, or I have to forgive someone or do something like that. And I appreciate Katie's thing this morning. Yes. But God is there with you every step of the way. And that's what excites me. That he knows that your calling, he's put a calling on your life. It's whether you're going to walk into that calling. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old. There's still call on your life to do his work and do his call, what he has called you to be. This morning, honestly, sometimes I feel I'm not connecting with the Holy Spirit, and there's at times I feel like that, and that's probably natural because I'm doing something my way rather than God's way. And God wants us to say, hey, listen to me, Alan. Yes. Listen to me, what I'm putting you, where you're going to take me. You know, listen to me. Some things it's about unworthiness. That, hey, I don't feel worthy enough to go over the next, to go and do that, or things like that. But God will never give you anything that you cannot handle. It's in his word. God will never give you anything that you cannot handle as a Christian. And so I go back to that. I say, well, yeah, all right, God, it's out of my comfort zone here. But hey, you promised. Yeah, you promised. And so he wants to do that with each one of us. Today, that's the end of my sermon. It's a quick one. But today I'd like to pray, and I'll pray. But I also, if something, thinking of a calling is not, you're not walking in your calling, or you want to walk further on in your calling, we've got the elders here. I think it'd be good that we can pray into that. Because everything is about God. He's in control. He is our number one. And so let God guide you. Let God show you the way. Let God come into situations. Let God come into healing when there needs to be healing. Where God comes in when we can't do any more. When we can't do any more, he can come in and change our whole lives. There are opportunities and there are openings. There are opportunities and open. God will open the door. Open the door and then opportunities and things. If you are prepared to go through that door. He will also tell you, hey, don't go there. Right? Because, hey, this is going to bring you down this way. You know? God, when I first a Christian, because I used to drink up the tavern down the road, or a sports club, and I was going, and when I was a Christian, I was going down the, I think it still had the Strand here, going down the Strand, and God said, you don't need to go in there anymore. It's not that alcohol was rotten, but I was using that as a crutch, you know. As a teenager, I was using it as I wasn't good enough, so I drink alcohol, and so it went on until I was around 30 odd, it's 30 odd. So but God said, you don't need to go in there. You don't. I have better plans for you, he says. Better plans. I have the plans for you. Plans of good and to do my work, God's work. Yeah. So we all have a story to tell on our lives. But God listens. He does listen. And he wants us to be the best that we can be. That's, yeah. So I'll pray first, and then I'll like this opportunity if people want to be prayed for the calling, for Royce or the elders or myself. Because there is a movement. There is a movement of God in this place. There is a movement of God that's going to be exciting. I'm not saying what we're doing is exciting, but there is a movement that is exciting. And even when we had the song, the worship this morning, it was like, it was really, how can I put it, out there. Yeah. And God wants to be a part of that. Well, he's got to be a part of it, wasn't it? But God wants... Yeah, basically, he wants more out of me, where he wants to put me or where I want to go. He wants each one of us, he knows us inside out. So he wants to be, let you open up and go, let you open up and follow him the way he wants us to do. So... Yeah, if you want to come. Yep, I'll just pray first. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you're an awesome God. Yes. And we come before you this morning and we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in our life, Lord Almighty God. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come by the power. Come by your might. I speak healing power today over this congregation. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible to you. And Lord, we stand before you as followers of you, Almighty God. I pray, Lord, that you will do your will. Do your will in us today. That the Spirit of God fall upon us. That we've been set free, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
I want to encourage you to, you know, for Alan, I know Alan really well. We've journeyed quite a bit over the last 10 years. It's been really wonderful. And you know, God isn't calling you to stop going to the pub, full stop. Okay, I think sometimes we get that idea. God is not interested in you just stopping stuff. He wants you free from that which is leading to death, and he wants you to step fully into that which leads to life. We're called to be for the praise of his glory, not just to stop doing bad things. And I think sometimes we work so hard at stopping doing the bad things that that's about where we stop. But I think what you're trying to articulate, Alan, is we know there's more. We know there's more, and sometimes it's as simple as giving someone a call when there's been a death in the family. Sometimes it's simple as taking a meal, or, you know, I think we think, oh, if I ask a prayer, I'm suddenly going to be out on the mission field and all that. That might be true, but I would always say in the first instance, it's just for you to be his representative right where you are. Doing his works for his glory, things that lead to life for you and for the community that you are a part of. We're not called here to be one, we're not going to be going out on the street, we should be going on out on the street on our hands and knees, so to speak, serving one another, loving one another, speaking life into death, proclaiming God's truth where people are lost, broken and hurting. If you want to break through, if you feel like what Alan's been saying, there's something there, then I want to encourage you, come for prayer. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what it might be like. We're not here to hurt. We're not going to. We just want to see whatever it is that's holding you back. What is God going to say? What is Jesus going to do? What is the Holy Spirit going to do in you that might break free a bit of fear or a habit? You know, I was thinking you were saying something about ritual, Alan. Sometimes ritual is really, really good. Sometimes it's really, really bad. Ritual that holds you back from being God's people is not good. But sometimes developing, like you said, reading scripture every morning is a good ritual if it's leading you into understanding who he is and what he's got for you, okay? So we're just going to play some songs. You can worship. I would encourage you, come down, grab someone around you, pray. Sometimes coming down is just, it's a way of breaking through fear, worrying about what other people think. Fix your eyes on him. What does he want you to do? And let's see what God... I really get excited when I think, what could God do with this group of people completely unlimited by fear or worry or sin or bad behavior? It's all part of it. And I just wonder what God will do. So should we just start? We'll just sing a song. You might want to stand and just sing. But if you want to pray, and actually if you stand, it makes it a bit easier for people because we're amongst friends, aren't we? We're amongst friends that we want to see each other be all that God wants us to be. We want to be set free, released, able to do all that he has called us to do and be. Okay? So please say, do you want to come for prayer? Would you pray? I don't know how you feel. If you guys would like to pray, just see how you feel.
I was lost to these.